When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. We'll be going back to the phones momentarily at 844-967-2789. And also, I'm going to play some of the sound of Joe Biden's speech to the nation, to the world. I will play it out at about 4:30. But I've got a couple of quotes quickly here. We've got sort of a split contention here in Wisconsin. Two U.S. senators that couldn't be more polarized from one another. And I'm going to start with my preferred senator, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin from the great state of Wisconsin. Here was her statement overnight regarding, you know, Putin and Russia, etc. Putin has violated international law, invading a sovereign and democratic nation that wants peace and independence. Putin's aggression has been met with sanctions, and his violent attack against Ukraine should be met with stronger sanctions, including a full set of punishing financial, technology, and military sanctions. My understanding, Joe Biden announced much of that today. More from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I stand with the Ukrainian people, and I believe we need to continue standing strong with our European allies in NATO by providing them with the support they need to hold Putin accountable for the largest invasion of Europe since World War II. Or as Ron Johnson would call it, Joe Biden's fault. Let's bring you the senator from the other end of the poll. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Weakness tempts tyrants and totalitarians to seek more power. People who only want to live in peace suffer the consequences. Ultimately, there is only one group of people responsible for the tragedies unfolding. And shockingly, he doesn't say Joe Biden right here. Vladimir Putin and his cronies. They have stolen wealth from the Russian people, destabilized and done great harm to their European neighbors. And now they've crossed another line that will yield untold horrors. Europe must act with strength and resolve to prevent risking a wider conflict. And the U.S. must support our NATO allies and freedom-loving people in this moment of extreme peril. And oh yeah, did he mention the weakness? That's sort of a backhanded slide at Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon! Surprised he didn't throw one of those in at the end. Jake,
this isn't very nice, is it?
Jake from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it seems that Republicans or whatever they are, Russians maybe, are having a hard time not trying to blame Biden for everything for this invasion. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, it's like they love Putin, right? They love him probably more than Trump. You know,
not true, but they love the Russians. They love Putin more than they love Democrats. They have a higher favorability of Putin than the Democratic Party.
They have love for Christian nationalism, for white supremacy. So, you know, modern Republicans are not Democratic. They're fascists. I mean, I've been saying this since day one on your show, and it's coming true and true every day. So now when, you know, people are supposed to, you know, help the president and all this other stuff, you know.
844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown, you're next. What do you got for us, Annie?
Well, again, it sounds like presentation comes before content as far as the president. So presentation should have counted with the other guy.
I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me, Annie.
Well, instead of the words that, you know, are pretty concise and answered, and they complain when they don't get his plans, all of his plans. Like, come on, you can't give everybody all the plans.
So you're suggesting right-wing media doesn't get enough information. They complain about Joe Biden not being fully transparent. And you think that somehow Biden's holding back information currently? Or what is the greater conjecture here, Annie?
Well, perhaps he is. I mean,
well, you didn't see? He told Laura Ingraham, apparently, that we were, you know, doing amphibious attacks on the Russians. Or at least that's the way Donald Trump heard it.
Well, Well, I'm talking about, I guess, when he was president and it really mattered. But Biden, as far as his, and all the media, you know, goes for this. It's not just the right wing. He probably did not have a very good night of sleep, if any. I'm sure napping was out of the question. And I think that matters. And he didn't get his information from Fox News. I'm sure he got it from a different source than television.
Joe Biden, I suspect he probably listened to the National Security Council. I suspect he's got nothing but the brightest and best people. And I bet when he was done reading, you know, the action logs, he probably didn't shred them and try to flush them down the toilet, Annie.
No, I would put some money on that.
Never can tell, though. You know, who are we to know? Annie, really appreciate your call. Thank you.
When I heard that story, I just pictured a bunch of Russian spies in the sewers of Washington, D.C. I put in filter for the president's toilet. I take pieces of information. Now I have, Russian. I have U.S. secrets now that were flushed down toilet to Russia.
You know,
why are all the plumbers Russian now? I don't know.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I keep promising we're going to play the Biden sound. It's coming next. It's worth the wait, I hope. Like to hear the president strongly address this greatest invasion since World War II. And while I don't want to, you know, be hyperbolic and analogize this to Hitler, this Putin invasion of Ukraine, that's what they perceive it as in Ukraine. I mean, hell, if you're in Ukraine right now, feels a hell of a lot like, you know, the Panzers are coming from Germany right about now, except they're coming from Russia. Feels sort of same to them. So when Tucker and Trump support Putin, think Hitler. I'm just saying. Not my analogy, but I think it's apt. More Devils.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
It sounds interesting to me.